BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We were in for Grimmy this morning on breakfast. I've got an idea of how we can use the extra second that we get just before midnight tonight. In the world of entertainment, Drake gets mistaken for someone that he really wouldn't be happy with. Also, it's hot, so this podcast does include licking wrists and ice down the pants.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good morning. Thank you, Adele. Yes to the extra second tonight. I'll probably be asleep, though.
I'm well hyped for that.
What, make it count, everyone. What are you going to do?
I don't know. What can you do in a second?
How's it going, everyone? All right? This is the Radio on Breakfast Show. Grimmy's back tomorrow. Gotta say, I'm smelling good this morning. You know when you just smell good? I've got a new deodorant, which promises no white marks, and a new aftershave, so...
Times are good for you.
I'm good to go. I really am. So today and tomorrow, brace yourself. It's going to be super hot. Oh, I couldn't sleep last night. I know in some areas of the country, like Stornoway, it's still -2. But here, where I was sleeping last night, I did actually consider one of the things that we were looking up. We were looking at ways to cool down, which we're going to talk about later on. One of them is wear wet clothes to bed. Now, I nearly did that last night. I did actually get a towel and kind of wrap it around me, a damp towel.
Yeah, I mean, this is just conjuring up horrible thoughts for me right now. No offence, mate, but I don't want to imagine you in a sort of sticky situation.
No, I mean, I think you'd feel like you'd had a bit of an accident somehow, but if it gets that hot later in the week, I am wearing wet clothes to bed, no doubt about it. Let's start with Wharf Alice.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Scott Mills Daily.
Adele did what she said and came into the studio and joined us. Hello, Adele.
Hello,
good
Adele.
Good morning, boys.
Hello,
hi.
Adele. Nice
hi,
to see you sober. You all right?
Me too. Yeah, nice to see me sober.
That's just, that's not a personal reflection on you. That's just something we say on the show now and again.
Okay,
I need some help. I want to have this conversation and I want to hear from some people that make coffees for a living today. I need some barista help. So, I've been trying to go to the gym and afterwards, there is a coffee shop, which is right next to the gym, so perfect. And you know, after you're a bit tired after the gym, you're like, I'll just fancy a coffee. So I always go in there, like every single time, to have a latte afterwards.
Milky coffee?
Oh, posh. Mm. Not posh. Everyone does them. And I always have it to take away. So, yeah, I'm in there. Like, every time I go to the gym, I'm in there. Yesterday, the bloke in there goes to me, have you ever tried a flat white? And I say, no. He's like, oh, if you like latte, you will love a flat white. It's so much better. So I'm like, okay, yep, cool. I have a flat white. Because you know me, I don't like confrontation. If someone says, have something different, even if I'm buying it, I'll just go, okay, all right then, fine, yeah, it's fine. So I get a flat white, but it's 30 pence more. This so-called flat white comes to me and it tastes exactly the same. But it's smaller.
Oh.
But it's 30p more.
So what are you saying? You got a mini latte
for
30 pence more.
It's exactly the same. So can anyone tell me why I'm paying more for the same coffee, but it's smaller?
It's got a better name.
What, a flat white?
Yeah.
That does sound better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'll have a flat white.
You're paying for the experience there.
Yeah. If anyone wants to text me, maybe if you are a barista and you can tell me the difference, like, okay, what's the difference between a latte? I mean, these are the pressing questions. What's the difference between a latte, a cappuccino, and a flat white?
Oh,
They're all the same.
I know the first two.
Is it the froth?
Yeah. So cappuccino is all about thirds. So a third espresso, a third hot milk, and a third froth.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I can't remember how I picked that up.
Have you ever been a barista?
I haven't, no. Okay. No, never had the apron on.
Right. I quite fancy that sometimes.
I know, I'd love that.
Like maybe in the afternoon. Oh no, I do a show in the afternoon. Maybe in the mornings.
Just an apron.
if anyone knows, then please get in touch because it's really bothering me. Why have I paid 30p for the same?
Yeah.
You know, 30p more.
Okay, but I mean, when you say it's really bothering you, do you just think...
I mean, it's not, to be honest, it's not like I'm not lying awake at night worrying about it. But all the baristas are on now. Oh, we're going to have a field day. Let's speak to some people in aprons in a minute. I hope they're wearing them now. Right, Adele, are you going to go to sleep now?
Yes, good night.
No, not right now. I mean, okay. When you get home. Yeah. All right, see you tomorrow. Oh, I won't see you tomorrow because Grimmy's here, but see you soon.
See you soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, all the gym bunnies have been on, as expected, saying that having a latte after going to the gym is basically the equivalent of having a pie.
I've just topped up
all the calories that I've just lost by really, sweating it out.
It's nothing like having a pie. I just can't get over
it's
how...
It's whole milk.
But people are talking such coffee terms. Scott, you're getting ripped off of flat whites and Americano with steamed milk.
I don't know what you're talking about. Am I paying an extra 30 pence for an extra shot of coffee? That's what it looks like.
Do you know
like.
What it is? They can only do coffee so many ways,
it's
right?
It's coffee, come on.
They've got to justify a shop. What they should be doing is looking to bring in more hot drinks.
Yeah. I'm gutted about a latte. Right, they're off. I'm not going to go on a treadmill for an hour and then basically, like, drink the equivalent of a pie. It's what they're saying. It's whole milk. And I hate whole milk. And I didn't even know whole milk was in it. Tastes like phlegm.
But you're not ordering a cup of gravy, are you?
Yes.
No, you're not.
I am. Oh, it's full of calories. Emily, help.
Wait, so a flat white is a medium latte in a small cup.
Right, well, they are ripping me off then.
Yeah, they are. Well, it's for coffee lovers that don't want a lot of coffee, but they want the same amount in a small cup.
Get lost. What a load of nonsense. It's just coffee.
It's for posh people.
Is it for posh people?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's me out then. But also, am I basically drinking a pie if I'm having a latte?
Well, because it's like two shots of coffee, it's more calories.
It's more what?
Calories.
Oh, why?
Because there's more coffee in it, so you're getting more. So basically, yeah, you're having a pie.
But it's all water.
It's not. It's milk and coffee.
Milk's bad.
No, it's not.
It is. Whole milk is
No, you're living
bad.
The dream world, mate. No. This is the problem. You're mixing your celebrity diet fads
not
with...
not true. No, this is all people that go to the gym. They're saying you can't have it. The thing is, right, you're the kind of person that if you had to go on a diet, you wouldn't count drinks.
Right. Yeah, of course not.
Ice cream, that doesn't count.
No one does that.
No, they do.
No one does
Emily,
that.
Emily, do you do that?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Right. You're brilliant.
You're talking nonsense. I went for lunch yesterday at the Golden Arches.
Sure.
Right? But I thought, do you know what? I need to try to be a bit healthy because we'd had a couple of breakfasts yesterday.
Let me guess. You had a... I know exactly what you had. Did you have the chicken option?
I had six nuggets.
Yes.
And a large strawberry milkshake.
Yes.
Because it's a hot day.
Because drinks don't count. They do, though, because it's a strawberry milkshake. Emily, are you a barista?
Yes, I am.
Where?
In Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, okay. So you're not just any barista.
I'm an M&S barista.
That's right. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, wow, the nation's baristas have spoken, and I still don't really understand. Let's just all have a coffee with milk and relax, shall we?
Yeah, milk is good for you. You're talking nonsense.
Milk is good for you, yeah. But I didn't expect it to get so heated there off air between you and me, Chris. No, you're wrong!
I just think...
No, you're wrong!
It's this kind of conversation where we see driving differences between ourselves.
Absolutely. Like, you know, been friends for a long time now, but sometimes the divide is wide and today is one of those days.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Get up! Simon said he could get up. Throw your hands in the sky. Queens is in the back sipping yak, y'all. What's up? Ladies, looking hot and pretty.
All right, so it is Tuesday morning at BBC Radio 1, and this is Scott Mills. All right, it's time to wake yourself up. You ready, Chris?
I am ready.
Potentially going to be a hot one today. Okay. First up, who's on? Hannah says... Please can I have someone exciting to wake me up because I have to sit through a whole day of speeches at school today. That sounds trez boring. Who's someone exciting? I think Rita Ora.
Yes.
Hi, it's Rita Ora. Wake your ass up, baby.
Sure. Morning, Scott and Chris. Can I please have... anybody to wake me up as I'm stuck in traffic again on the M4 on my daily Reading to Southall work commute. Thanks, Dave. Love you, bye. Oh, you want Jim Parsons, do you?
Hey, this is Jim Parsons. It's really time to wake up. It's kind of serious that you get out of bed. And if you can't think of a good reason, I bet there's a show on your TV that maybe Jim Parsons is in that you might want to get up and watch. Doesn't that make it worth it? No? Well, then just get some tea.
I like that he plugs his TV shows at the same time. That's clever.
And Alfie from Shipley says, I am six. I need Ant and Dec to wake me up for Breakfast Club today.
Hi, it's Ant and Dec here.
And we think you should wake up.
Yeah, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Just wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up,
wake
man.
Up.
Just wake up.
Wake okay. up.
Chill out, guys. Hi, guys. And Laura, good morning.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
Kilmarnock.
And how's it looking in Kilmarnock today? Is it as a scorch or is it raining?
It's going to rain.
Oh. It's going to be hot tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Is it hot rain?
I bet it'd be that nice hot rain, yeah.
Yeah, it will be. You know what it's like in Kilmarnock. Phew, what scorcher. Right, so who do you want to wake you up today?
Ellie Goulding, please.
Ellie Goulding. What are you doing?
I missed the bus. So
you missed the bus?
The yeah.
Oh, rubbish. It's not raining at the moment, is it?
No, not yet.
No, okay.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever really embarrassed yourself by running up to the bus as it's pulling off, banging on the doors and doing sad face to persuade the driver to let you in?
No, because they just laugh at you and keep driving.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Okay, Ellie Goulding to wake you up, not a problem.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
It's Ellie Goulding.
Wake up!
Oh, that's quite soothing, wasn't it?
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Where it begins.
Where it begins.
Where it begins.
This is BBC Radio 1. Good morning. That was Coffee by Miguel. I'm really surprised, Chris, what you're just telling me.
What a tune. I love it.
That is not your kind of thing at all.
I think it's because I've now learnt more about Miguel and the kind of character he is and the video that I've seen for this, which has nothing to do with coffee whatsoever.
No, I'm aware of that.
So then when you start hearing this song and he's there like, coffee!
Right, so you know what he's actually saying.
It's brilliant because... Okay. Yeah, it's just, he's so passionate about coffee.
It's just like smooth R&B is not your thing.
It's not, but that song is is awesome.
You had it really turned up loud.
I love it.
It's 7:19, so they're saying that all three headliners have already been booked for next year's Glastonbury. And you can put bets on this already. Like, they've not even cleared up Worthy Farm yet, and they're saying he's going to be on next year.
So how does that work? Do they go round Glastonbury this year and, I don't know, give them a few drinks? That, and then basically say, do you know what?
Here you are, Adele, have another wine. Now, do you fancy it? So at the moment, you can have, well, Foo Fighters is high on the betting list, Coldplay, Adele, and then the outsiders are Madonna and Oasis.
Well, who else was spotted there? One Direction.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Is that Glastonbury, though? I don't know. Also today, Rihanna goes out clubbing and comes home with a dog. So... Rihanna goes out to this club in West Hollywood and finds a little cute little dog in the club toilet. Someone's left their dog there.
Right.
It's because in West Hollywood, the dogs are so small that you kind of forget you've got one. Because it's probably in a bag and you're carrying it. You know those little, like, dogs that Kim Kardashian has?
But you're allowed to bring them to the club.
Well, it looks like it. Well, it got in there anyway. So she decided she can't part with it, so she takes it home. And she put it on Snapchat. Listen carefully.
A dog. She literally just went to the club, came back with a cage, wee-wee pads, food.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cute. The cutie, baby.
Yeah,
what?
Okay.
So I don't understand.
She's gone out to the club, and she's come back with a dog, and she's got some wee-wee pads.
Rihanna's gone to a club.
Yep.
She's found a dog in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
She's taken her home.
Yeah, and she bought wee-wee pads on the way back.
And why are we all pretending this is normal?
A dog. She literally just went to the club, came back with a cage, wee-wee pads, food.
Oh my gosh. So cute.
So cute. Videos of Rihanna recently have been awesome. Do you remember when she went on a sort of supermarket sweep?
Yeah.
Just picking up hobnobs.
I know. Her Snapchat is the best. And also, Kim Kardashian says today she wants to boost her IQ and become smarter. Kim realises that her IQ isn't where she wants it to be, says a source, and she wants to study hard and broaden her horizons intellectually. So she's going to get a private tutor in.
Okay. Well, do you think she could get what you... I mean, you are a doctor now, aren't you?
I am, yes.
But you didn't really learn much to get that.
No. In fact, I failed most of my GCSEs, so I'm not the person to ask. But she's got, like, a clothing range. She's married to Kanye West. She's got a very successful television show and millions of dollars.
So what do you think she's going to learn? Is it quantum physics?
I really hope so.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Lou, who is going to school this morning. Also Rox, who says, I'm up and I'm not even going to work today. Can you please play me that person talking in their sleep, telling them to go and open the window,
oh,
Gary?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? So this is, we play this quite a lot in the afternoon. It's one of those apps you can get which records what you say in your sleep. And this happened to some poor lady while asleep next to a man called Gary.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
It's still good.
It's just good in so
still
many different
good.
Levels.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
While you've been sleeping, loads of stuff's been happening and Nesta's got everything you could possibly ever need to know about your favourite celebrities. What is going on today, Nesta?
Scott, often that introduction is a massive oversell, but I think today it's accurate. So it's the interview the world has been waiting for, the exclusive of exclusives,
oh,
a sit-down with Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris.
No way.
Yeah, no way, mate. But we have been speaking to Lee Nelson. He's been sought after the last couple of days.
Lee Nelson?
Yes.
The guy who stormed the stage
at
Glastonbury.
The one no one knew before Saturday night, but now everyone is talking about. So if you still don't know what happened. Basically, Kanye West is playing the most important gig of his life in front of, 80,000 to 100,000 people. All of a sudden, a random guy comes up on stage. It now turns out it's Lee Nelson, the comedian, who's also done the same on The X Factor and at football matches.
That's basically all he
does. He tells jokes as well.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people say on funny ones. I've never actually seen him in action. But,
well, there we are then.
curious now. So he's been telling us basically why he Kanye'd Kanye. Here's what he had to say.
Well, he cut off my vibe. He shut the show down. He stopped the song. I had things to bring to the table. If he would have let me carry on, we could be hitting up a mixtape right now, but typical Kanye, a little bit selfish.
It sounds a bit like Professor Green.
Why are you talking? He's actually quite posh. Why are you talking like that?
Yeah, so basically, for anyone that doesn't know, his real name is Simon Brodkin, so his character is called Lee Nelson.
Oh, so he's still doing that character that's not on BBC Three anymore?
BBC Three's not on BBC Three anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Could be that way.
We'll find out.
So basically, I think we was all spared the fact that he didn't get a chance to sing with Kanye, but what everyone wants to know, and you guys spoke about it... You guys were talking about yesterday how unglamorous it was that he got snatched off stage by security. Chris, you were saying they should have almost pretended it was part of the show.
I just wanted to see the security guy come on and sort of try and style it out, maybe dance onto the stage.
Tutu and ballet slippers.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally just took him down. We wanted to have a little bit more of a wiggle about it.
Rugby tackle. So what did happen when he got taken off stage?
Well, unfortunately for everyone, Kanye carried on. What happened was, I went back out in the festival and then I went off and done my headline set at the comedy tent, which was actually pretty funny because I just got on stage at the pyramid stage, went to my cabaret tent. Guess what happened there? Sorry, mate, you don't have the right passes to come in.
I love that. If that's a true story, I absolutely love that. And I think those people in the tent were probably spared from some of his jokes anyway, so
okay,
didn't
so
miss much.
Is this why I saw what I thought was Lee Nelson in the BBC reception yesterday, still wearing the Leesus T-shirt?
It could have been. He obviously was doing what you guys were doing and not washing. And
I heard a rumour he got a security jacket to get on stage.
Yeah, we've heard that he basically managed to find a uniform.
Yeah.
So he looks like a staff member and then just walked onto the stage with confidence, and that's how he got through
the super tight security.
Yeah. So it wasn't because he was world famous comedian Lee Nelson who probably had VIP all access passes.
Absolutely not.
And Norris, that full interview, by the way, well worth a watch, is available via the Newsbeat app and on the Newsbeat website as well. Okay, so Lee Nelson is someone who shouldn't have been rapping, who almost rap. We're now about to hear from someone who shouldn't be rapping but did rap. You guys are ready for this? Shia LaBeouf, world famous actor, star of Transformers. Firstly, hands up in the studio, anyone who's never been topless in the park with your mates having a freestyle rap battle.
Mills, surely your hand will be going up there. I don't think we've ever...
I don't think I've done that.
Have we ever freestyled topless?
No, I know. I mean, that's one of the things we haven't done together. I've shaved you in the past.
Oh, why, at any given opportunity, you've got to bring up this story.
Never had a wet shave.
I missed this.
So, I shaved him once.
Okay.
It's different to how it sounds.
Yeah, it sounds like a kind of conversation you don't want to get.
Anyway,
come in the middle.
We've never done that. Move on.
But Shia LaBeouf has, basically, we don't know the reason why. We think drink was involved. But he was in the park. Here is a little bit of Shia LaBeouf, actor, Transformer star, freestyling.
Bustin' already said it and I get it, I'm cuzzin'. Yeah, I'm so cuzzed out. And you already know me, homie. You can't really clone me unless you hold me and you fold me.
Oh.
Sounds like Lee Nelson.
I'm not sure it makes any sense.
That's what would have happened if Lee Nelson had got a mic.
Can you stomach any more? It gets better.
Yeah.
Got no words left, but I still spit it so disgusting, though. Still get it busting. I'm still, I said it, though.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's as good as it gets. Let's move on. Let's talk about an actual rapper now. So we all know US rapper Drake, currently over in the UK headlining Wireless Festival. So he turns up yesterday to Wimbledon to watch the tennis, along with, who was there? Now from 1D, Ella Eyre, Jack Whitehall,
James Bay,
Jody
I think
Kidd.
Was there, wasn't he? I think I saw he was there.
Yeah, the who's who of the kind of the music entertainment industries. Drake, it's his big moment, you know, this is him with a new audience. So he rocks up to Wimbledon. And, you know, you pose in front of the billboards for all the cameras.
When you go in.
Yeah, at which point, horror moment. So Drake thinks everyone is really excited to see him. Cameras turn to him. And what does everyone start screaming out?
What, all the paps?
Mm-hmm.
They start going...
Hey, what's up? I'm Craig David.
They think it's Craig David. Yes. They're like, Craig.
Craig, over here.
Craig, this way. Look over here. To the left, Craig. Craig. It's not Craig. It's blooming Drake.
Yeah, who's almost 10 times as famous, 100 times as talented. So,
oh, that is awful.
Yeah, Drake, on behalf of the UK press, we apologise. But it happens to you, Mills. I see you all the time downstairs having a cigarette and it's Leo, over here.
It's the same, exactly the same.
Leo.
We've all done it.
Hey, what's up? I'm Craig David.
More to the point, why have I still got that like ready and available to play?
Hey, what's up? I'm Craig David.
In case he ever does win that Brit Award.
Thank you, Nesta.
No worries.
See you later.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
If you're in your car this morning on the way to work, let me know what the temperature's saying. You know, it's right there on the dashboard. Ellie's been on 26 in Leeds. You're lying. Surely not. Already? Let me know. This is the only time of year I would ask for a temperature to be texted in to 81199, but I'm excited because we're actually getting a bit of summer.
You're loving it. You've been so passionate about this for a while.
Well, because it's been like meh for ages. It's been like cloudy and like 12 degrees. And now we're finally about to head into July. We're actually getting some.
I think even in places which normally don't get much sun, it's sort of working out okay.
Yeah, let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know how I love a good predictive text error?
Yeah.
Where you just type it out and it's like, oh, that's not what I meant to send. I don't know if you've seen this one going around online today. It's a lad who's trying to let this girl down gently over text because she's moved away from where he lives. So he's like... texting her going, honestly, if you were still here, I would still be dating you. You're so sweet and a really good friend and super beautiful, but you're just so damn fat. That's and then the next text is, far. I meant far. Stupid predictive text. Such a good one.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And we get an extra second during the final minute before midnight tonight. The leap seconds being added because of the way the Earth rotates. It doesn't always match the super accurate atomic clocks that set the official time. And today's weather, dry for most with lots of sunshine and feeling hot, but there will be some thunderstorms likely in Scotland and Northern Ireland later. This is Newsbeat. It's now 8:04.
I'm well excited that we get an extra second in the final minute before midnight tonight.
I mean, who isn't excited?
I know.
I mean you're what always, are you going to do with that second?
You'll always remember where you were when that happened, won't you?
I mean, I'm looking for... I've had Christmas cards and things, stuff sent, special cards.
I know.
People are celebrating with, you know, poppers and...
Well,
it's steady on. It's party yeah. hats.
Steady on.
It's only
a second. Let's all remember.
It's a momentous occasion. It's been years since the last extra second was added.
I've got a great idea on how to use the extra second tonight. And this is what I would like to happen on Radio 1 during Hugh Stevens' show, because he's going to be on in the lead up to midnight. So you've got your normal Big Ben there. But how do we use the extra second? That's what we're going to do tonight.
Thank you very much. I'm done. Yeah.
All right, OK. I think that's a great way of using an extra one.
This is BBC Radio 1, where it begins.
Good morning. This is the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills instead of Nick Grimshaw. He is back tomorrow morning. Then we're back on again next week, and the show will come from Wimbledon, the men's semi-finals, next Friday morning. I'm so excited about that.
But it's absolutely perfect, isn't it? Perfect day. I literally cannot wait to go.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. I see that they've closed the line. They've closed the queue already for Wimbledon like an hour ago.
Really?
Telling people, that's it, you won't get in today. That was like an hour ago, 7:10 this morning. Crazy. I've seen some great pictures of Nicole Scherzinger this morning. So she's in Mykonos, which is in... Greek island,
I don't know.
One of the Greek islands. You're not good at that. And it was her birthday, so she's been by the pool relaxing. Then on Sunday night, she ends up flashing her pink underwear in the street, then twerking, and then gets carried home by a hunky footballer. Come on, we've all done it. It's 8:16. It's going to get pretty toasty today. And at some point on the radio, you will hear, probably not on here, but on local radio, you'll hear somebody go, it's so hot today here in, insert place name, that you could fry an egg on a car. Now, I've tried this in previous years on the radio, and I saw yesterday on YouTube some people have been trying it again. But they always do it. Oh, let's try and fry this egg on this car bonnet.
It's a strange idea, that, isn't it?
Because it's so hot.
All right, now we're going to fry an egg on the roof of my car. A little cooking spray. And now the egg. Oh. Sliding all around.
So he's got the cooking spray. The egg is on the car bonnet. Do you think it worked?
So you're cooking food on a car.
Yeah.
Do I think it worked? Yes.
All right, so the egg didn't really work.
No.
But it was worth a try.
It never works. I've tried it on the pavement before. I've tried it on a car bonnet. It doesn't work. Stop trying it now. It's a myth.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Andrea's been on Twitter saying, and then we have Belfast, and she sent me a picture of some clouds. It's all right, Belfast. You'll get your turn. It's going to be hot either today or tomorrow. We've got 18 from Michael in Blackpool. We've got 19 from Claire in Swindon. I don't know why, but when it starts to get a little bit warmer than it has been, the temperature really excites me. You know this. I'm a bit obsessed with the weather. Well, Alabama shakes coming up.
I mean, you have been proper ranty about it last couple of weeks.
Right. Why isn't it summer? And now it's here. I'm excited. Good morning, Danny.
Morning, boys. You're right?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in sunny North Devon in Braunton.
What have you got for me?
I've got 20.
Oh, you got 20.
Excited.
20 and rising. What are you doing today?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go to the beach. I think it's a must. I've got a rare day off. The sun is cooling.
Oh, so you're off today?
Yep, I'm off today.
I would so love to live near a beach. Every time I go to Devon and Cornwall, I just think, oh, I would love that so much. Imagine that on a day off.
I live near Ruislip Lido, which has a
not
sort of sandy section.
It's not the same as bay, not the same as a beach. What beach will you go to?
Croyd.
Oh, that's lush there. Say hi to the surfies.
I will do.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Good morning, William.
Good morning, lads. How are we doing?
All right, lads. Where are you?
I'm currently in Scotland and I've got 22 degrees.
22
yes.
degrees? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Where in actual Scotland, please?
I'm near the border now, actually. I'm just heading down to Gloucester for work.
Okay, but you're on the England-Scotland border right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've got 22 degrees.
That's pretty good, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right, all right, you've done it too much now. Love you, bye. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Scott.
Tell me,
it's
not raining in Manchester, is it?
No, it's not raining in Manchester for once.
And what have you got?
21.5.
Oh.
0.5? What car are you driving? Nice.
Yes.
Oh, 21.5 in Manchester. And is it blue sky?
Blue sky, a little bit clouds. But mainly blue sky.
It's all right, though. When I used to live in Manchester, like all my mates down south would be like texting me going, oh, it's so hot today, isn't it? And I'd be like, no. No, it's not
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it mainly rains.
Yeah, that's good, though. Thank you, Paula. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yes, Ryan in South Wales. What are you saying?
Hi, it's Scott. It's currently 23 degrees in Scotland in South Wales.
Where in South Wales?
In Scotland in Nice.
Okay, and you've got 23...
Yeah, 22 degrees in Scotland at the moment.
Full sun or part sun?
Full sun, not a cloud in the sky, mate.
I love it. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. You can tell it's British summertime because tonight we will all wake up in... Well, we'll be drenched in our own body sweat.
Lovely.
That's what happens every year.
Beautiful image there, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Might need to get on the sun cream in a minute, mate.
Shall we?
I've got some in my bag. Am I the only person that in my leaky bag does carry suntan cream at all times, even in winter?
You've got everything in that bag. But the reason you carry the suntan cream is because you, like when it's really rainy and the weather's a bit rubbish, you put it on just to make it feel like it's slightly more sunny.
Yeah. Hang on, I've got some here.
Look at that, always.
Oh.
He literally, you literally have a spray for everything in that bag.
My bag's not leaking today. I listened back to the podcast yesterday. I took massive offence to what you said. You said, and I quote, at school, you would be the one with the leaky bag.
It's true. You're a leaky bag man.
Just a little bit of toothpaste in there and my lunch for later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All the temperatures coming in, Mills.
I know, like people are loving it.
Look at this, Costa del Slough, 22 degrees.
But like, I think Birmingham is really getting full sun right now. Like they're saying 26 is what I'm hearing in my ear. 26 in Birmingham at the moment. I was looking on the internet because bored yesterday to try and get some tips on how to keep cool. So many people have been on already. Joanna, washed my dress last night, put it on wet in the car, slight aircon, lush. I'm going to try that tonight because it's going to be pretty hot tonight.
Yeah, and here's what I'm thinking. If it's
not
really,
a dress.
If it's really hot tomorrow... they say if you've got a fan, it just moves hot air around. And like the proper cooling system things are an absolute fortune. So you need another way to do it.
I'm going to put wet pyjamas on tonight.
What are you saying? Wet clothes?
Put wet pyjamas in bed. Think about it, me in wet pyjamas.
No.
Not a dress.
That's a
and
really
I'm Caitlin.
Horrible thought, that.
Yeah, it is. But it does work because it lowers the body temperature. Martin's been on. Put some... Oh, no, it's just disappeared. Oh yeah, place your pillow in the freezer in the morning, remove just before bedtime and enjoy a cool night's sleep.
No,
yes, I love
no.
that. Because you're going to wake up halfway through the night, like I did last night, absolutely boiling and sweating out. Soak some thin, clean socks in cold water and put them on. Feels weird, but works. Who actually invented that?
Okay.
That's from Benji in Nottingham.
Well, how about in the workplace? So let's say this studio, let's say the temperatures get uncomfortable. Are we proposing maybe a nudist studio?
Oh, we talked about this before.
Now, here's what I'm saying. If we did do the nudist studio, I'd actually be fine with it as long as everyone agreed not to look down.
Yeah. Well, me and you were going to go to a nudist beach before, weren't we?
Yes.
And we were like, it's fine. I don't mind going there with you as long as both of us agree 100% that we don't look down.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is I'm quite happy with the situation here, if needs be, that we remove clothes, but we just look at each other in the eye at all times.
Nowhere else.
And make a gentleman's agreement that will be what happens.
Also, the other ones are normal, like a hot water bottle, just... Put the cold water bottle in instead, and that should be popular in the summer. So you just put cold water in it, but not freezing. Otherwise, you wake up with a wet patch in the morning. No one wants that. Mint chewing gum, and then add cold water to your mouth. That's not going to work. Apparently, you feel like there's an ice party in your mouth, though.
I get that.
Running your wrists under a cold tap, that is good. I've done that before. Close your eyes and picture snow. No. No. And also, this is off of Monkees, which I found. Lick your wrists.
Lick your wrists.
Yeah, so it's a way of bringing down body temperature. So it says you can do it for humans as well, and this will reduce your body temperature for at least an hour. So, like, I'm not licking my own wrists this morning.
Is it saying that the effect is you lick your own wrists or you lick your...
I think just if your wrists are licked, then that's a good way of bringing down body temperature.
Is this made up? Because the way you're holding out your hand to me suggests you want me to lick your wrists.
I'm not licking my own wrists. I'm the presenter. I'm a hugely respected broadcaster.
Oh, I see. This is happening then, is it? Everyone's looking at me like I'm being weird for thinking that licking his wrists
I'm actually quite hot now, so lick it. Come on. Come on.
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing it.
Come on.
Hang on.
Let's see if I cool down any. Just a little. This is... Okay, I've shaved you before, but this is weirder.
I'm...
Just a little lick of the wrist.
Lick his wrists.
Go on.
Wrong uns. Okay, hang on. Oh, you taste salty.
That's horrible. That's my new aftershave, actually.
That's...
Do it again.
You taste salty.
I'm not cooler.
I'm not licking it.
Do it again.
No, it was
one more.
Weird. It's too salty.
There we go. That's the badger. When you wake up, Bobby, long gone. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. That didn't work, by the way. I'm still boiling.
And, yeah, and actually
what also
stress from licking your wrist.
What do you mean I taste salty? That's a horrible thing to say.
It's I've never licked a celebrity before, and it was weird.
You spat on them a few times.
That's true.
You taste salty with a leaky bag. The insults are coming in this week, aren't they? Right, there's only one thing for it, Stark. It's that time again. We've done it before. Are you ready for ice down the pants? It's a surefire way of keeping cool, and it's next. Scott Mills Daily. Dan says, I am watching lots of people in their cars licking their own wrists. Really, if I told you to jump off a cliff, would you do that? Hello.
So we're, okay, well, we're finding ways to keep cool.
To tell you what, though, the licking the wrist thing, I mean, obviously you licking mine didn't work, but loads of people are saying that they've licked their own. It's good. James in Peterborough, I've just licked my wrist, and the gentle breeze coming in from the car window has called them a treat. Oh, sorry, don't mention it. You're welcome.
So you're suggesting ice down the pants?
Ice down the pants always works. We've done this before. So what we're going to do is we're each going to read out an entertainment story, which is like a story from today. And each of us, while the other is reading the story, will pile ice down the pants. Now, I've got a slight problem here that these are a bit tight, so I'm going to have to undo.
Okay.
Okay, don't look down.
Okay, and also we've got a situation with the ice where it's done that thing that ice does, where it all sort of kind of congeals together.
Can't we kind of...
So what we've got is effectively an iceberg.
No!
Go down. Now, I'm suggesting, as your name above the door, you take the iceberg down.
I don't
there.
Want to take the iceberg, though.
Okay, and can we also just do some basic rules? If we're putting ice down each other's shorts, eyes up.
Yeah, absolutely not. I'm not looking.
Okay.
Okay, right, so I'll read the story. But am I really putting that whole iceberg down my pants?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll put the iceberg down.
Am I first?
You're first, okay?
All right, I'll start reading.
Hang on.
Right, don't look.
Right, open up your shorts. Now...
Victoria, don't you look either. Look away. Look away now.
We've all got an agreement.
There's nothing to see here.
Look, I just need to know the general area I'm putting the ice, okay?
Oh my God, that's massive. Can't you break it up a bit?
Put the boxes out. Come on, get on with it.
She's more successful than any of us could ever dream to be, but it seems that Kim Kardashian... What's...
Get it down there.
Seems that
he's taking the ice.
Seems that Kim Kardashian wants something more to be taken seriously.
Do you want a top up?
No. Saying that, her naked paper magazine covered in it quite. Reports claim that reality TV star Kim, 34, wants to.
Careful.
I can't feel it.
Keep going.
I can't feel it.
Just keep going until the...
It's gone numb.
Be a professional.
What? Wants to boost her IQ and... It's leaking. Focus her time on studying in a bit to become smarter. I can't bear. Are you going to take it? Do you want to take it on me?
I'm taking the same iceberg that's been down your pants.
Okay,
wheels.
It needs to come out now.
Oh my
word. I just put a whole iceberg down there. Right. You ready? Some of the berg is still left, so you're going.
I'm ready. Okay.
You've just switched on to Radio 1, by the way. We're putting ice down our pants. Don't be alarmed.
Okay, remember, don't look.
All in the name of entertainment. Right, you read that.
I've got a story here about Harry Styles.
Ready? Go. I'm not looking.
That's not the iceberg, is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's just been down your pants.
Okay, I'll get a new one.
Stop throwing it on my foot!
Okay, go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Don't look.
It's uncanny. Man sends One Direction fans into a frenzy.
Hold it all down there.
After revealing remarkable resemblance between his girlfriend and a picture of Harry Styles in makeup. Twitter user Abdul shared a picture of his girlfriend Anna next to an altered image of Harry wearing makeup. The female doppelganger has freaked fans out, and Abdul's original tweet has earned over 15,000 retweets in just 2 days. I'm losing sensation.
You're hopping.
Harry Styles of One Direction's most... I can't read anymore. It's got to go.
Get it out.
Harry Styles of One Direction's most uncanny lookalike is actually the girlfriend of one... I can't get it out. It's all got trapped. I actually can't get it out.
I can't feel a thing. Get it out at once. Quick! Get it out! It's the track of the day by The Vaccines.
That's horrible! It's in the undercarriage.
I'm Scott Mills. I just had Berg down my pants.
I'm not sure it's meant to feel like this.
Are you okay, hon?
It ever so slightly hurts. I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it burns.
Ironically, it burns.
But I am actually pleasantly cool now. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Kelly, who is listening on her phone at the moment. You've just made my morning by putting ice down your pants. Really? Easily pleased. Good, though. I feel cool now, eh?
Do you honestly feel
absolutely
fine?
Absolutely. No fatty waps for us today, despite it being 28 degrees or more. The Scott Mills Daily. I didn't know this, but obviously someone was filming your discomfort there, Chris, with the ice pants.
Standard,
game.
That always happens.
Yeah, there's always someone with a little camera, even if it's on a phone. So someone got their phone out, they whopped it out and filmed that, and it's now already on the Radio 1 Facebook.
They whopped it out.
Yep.
It's up already?
Yes, yeah, there.
I can't get it out. It's all got trapped. I actually can't get it out.
Get it out at once. Quick! You took a lot of ice. Get it out!
That's horrible.
And my personal favourite bit...
It's in the undercarriage. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. If you weren't listening really early this morning, I think I annoyed some people that worked in coffee shops by saying that a latte and a flat white are exactly the same. This is after the coffee shop I go to after I've been to the gym offered me a flat white yesterday for 30p more. 30p? It's actually a smaller drink. And they're basically the same. All the baristas will be on now that weren't listening at about 6:45 when we did this morning going, they're not the same. They are, but smaller. I needed a ladder to drink it.
People really kick off about it. Earlier on, it all went off.
The coffee chat was on. People were like, you're wrong. But as far as I can make out, and I don't know anything about coffee, cappuccino, latte and flat white, same.
Right.
It's the same. Apart from one uses different milk or something, I don't know. Chris, would you say I'm like a pretty straight acting guy?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think I'm like, you know, apart from my leaky bag?
An everyday man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
One of the boys.
Do you think I'm straight acting? I think I do carry sometimes a carrier bag with me at all times.
I think it depends who you're with.
Right. Okay.
You're definitely one of those. What's the animal? Is it a chameleon? You change depending on the environment.
Right. So sometimes I can be like, right, lads, and then sometimes I can be like,
I've seen you really. I've seen you very different.
Yeah. I mean, the noises I made when I had ice down the pants would suggest not straight acting. and also, yeah.
Yes. I think we should keep those. They're bound to be useful at some point.
That's horrible. Why would you do that? I don't want to be reminded of them. They're awful. Listen to the gasp on it. Woo! 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 Yeah. Woo! The Scott Mills Daily. Problem is, every time I hear this, because we made a special version of this on our afternoon show for young farmers, I don't sing the original lyrics anymore. I just sing the farm version.
I know, and especially when the whole song's the same except for that one little verse. You kind of think it's going to come.
Yeah, and it doesn't. All the young farmers are on at the moment in the fields going, where's the farm version?
Pork and cider.
Yeah, I want pork and cider for my tea. Okay then. You asked for it.
Monday feeding ponies, Tuesday I was deeply ploughing, Wednesday the cows I
shearing. I am shearing. Friday pumping slurry. I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday. Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider. Pork insider.
No auto-tune in there, just Chris's actual original voice, untouched.
One take.
One take wonder. There we are. For people that are now used to the farm version instead of the actual version of Avicii, that was Waiting for Love, the farm mix on Radio 1.
Can I make a bit of a request, please? You know the Wimbledon tennis rallies that you do?
With animals and...
With animals, generally, and just the noises that tennis players make?
Yes, I like the grunting.
Well, can I have you and your ice noises, and can I request a rally between you and Serena Williams?
Oh, you want a quick game, do you?
Please.
Okay, sure. And you join us here at... Court 4. That's one. Yeah. Judy Murray mentioned it yesterday. There is a Court 4.
There is a Court 4, but yeah, random for you to choose. I'd go centre if I were you, but...
Here we are on centre court. And what do you want? It's me having ice put down my pants with...
Me, you against Serena Williams.
Sure, OK, no worries. Here we go. Mills to serve. Oh, Serena gets him back. Yes! Yes!
No wonder the smile.
Mills wins.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Darren, who's in Norwich. We have a quick rally between a deer and a pig. Sure. It's Wimbledon, why not? Deer to serve. Whoa, that was a quick game. The pig wins. Well done to that pig.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
I saw on his Twitter he played this incredible gig last night in Denver. It looked like, is it somewhere called Red Rocks or somewhere in Denver?
I saw that. Yeah.
And Rixton are supporting him. What a gig to get a support band.
But then he's not going to, Ed Sheeran, that is, he's not going to have a bad gig, is he?
No,
that's
never.
The thing. He's never going to turn up somewhere and go, God, I wonder if enough people have turned up. Or you know, worry that someone else is playing down the road.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen to him, no.
It's not going
to
be like...
Never.
Turns up, it's a little bit quiet,
yeah.
You know, because, I don't know, Mark Wright's DJing down the road.
Like, sorry, they've got Joey Essex down the road. It's a bit quiet in here tonight. No, it's not going to happen. What an amazing setting for that gig, though. Loads of people on saying they're going to see Ed at Wembley next week, and that was Photograph.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Grimmy's back tomorrow. It's me and Chris until 10, then it's Clara Amfo. We're back on this show next week, including a show from the Wimbledon men's semi-finals next Friday.
I'm a bit confused. Now, were you at a wedding with Kanye West?
Yes, I was at the weekend, sort of. This is confusing. So basically, I got sent this last night. There's a video of a wedding, Lisa and Graham's wedding, that happened this weekend in a village called Shepley in Yorkshire. And they had, like everyone has at weddings now, they have one of those photo booths. You know the photo booths that literally everyone has at weddings now. Mm. And you can go in there, everyone has a bit to drink, and they kind of like pose with weird props, and you bring your auntie in and that. So the video is just the pictures of Lisa and Graham's wedding from that photo booth, which is all normal. Except, as well as the bride and groom and all the friends and family and that, there are people like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and Ryan Gosling's in there, and Barack Obama and Beyonce and Taylor Swift and me and Greg James. It's basically the best and most star-studded wedding ever, but in a small village in Yorkshire.
Mm.
Now, have you got the video on your phone?
Yeah,
I sent it to you.
That's what I mean. It's mad to see. Let's have that.
So this is their song, that Honey, I'm Good song.
But
so Lisa the Bride sent me this last night. So what can you see?
Well, I mean, it's like pictures of the bride and groom, but then all of a sudden Taylor Swift pops up. And yeah. Pharrell. But it looks like Pharrell's in the photo booth with them.
They've done it really well. So... Stop it.
Sorry.
So he, the groom, has... What I think has happened is he's photoshopped her favourite celebrities into their wedding photos, which I think that's really romantic.
I mean, it's...
And weird.
But it's clever because it does look like they're there.
Yeah. So basically he's given her like the best wedding of all time. Because no one's going to have more stars than that at their wedding. So if they're not actually going to be there, just make it look like they're there. It's on my personal Twitter now. It's actually well worth a look. It's really good. It's really well done. So thanks, Lisa, for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Clara. Are you right?
Hello, Scott.
Recovered from your Glastonbury experience?
I would say so, yeah. Feeling refreshed.
You seemed fine yesterday, whereas Greg James, I've seen pictures of him, he's a broken man.
He was living.
I saw him stop for a coffee that rhymes with Sosta on some service stations on Twitter. Absolutely broken, but he was rolling down a hill at Glastonbury at 7 a.m. on a Sunday, let's not forget that, whereas you weren't.
I was being sensible on the train home on Sunday, live streaming Lionel Richie.
Exactly.
On the iPlayer.
Hey, today we've mostly, because it's going to be a scorcher today and tomorrow, we've been putting ice down each other's pants.
I heard. I can see the pants.
It went well. Here's Chris's reaction.
I can't get it out. It's all got trapped. I actually can't get it out.
Get it out at once. Quick. Get it out.
That's horrible.
And my favourite bit.
It's in the undercarriage.
Listen to the ridiculous noises that I made when I had it down my pants. Seems that...
He's taking the ice.
Seems that Kim Kardashian wants something more to be taken seriously.
Do you want a top up?
No! Saying that, her naked paper magazine cover didn't quite achieve it. Such a girl.
Wow.
And those noises will live on forever now because, of course, they've clipped them all. So, like, they'll just appear on Radio 1 randomly, I can imagine.
They've got to be used for bingo.
What have you got? That's me.
Oh my gosh.
What have you got today, please?
So today we have got a live lounge. Lost Frequencies is going to be with us. You didn't get a chance to call in this morning, so I can let everybody know that he is going to be covering Counting...
Yes.
He's going to be covering One Republic's Counting Stars, as well as doing his massive old tune, Are You With Me?
Sorry, that's my excited noise. Yes.
Surprise, surprise, there's going to be more live music from Glastonbury. In fact, it's Annie's hottest record, Florence and the Machine, covering Foo Fighters, Times Like These. That is going to be Annie's hottest, and we shall be replaying that in the show. Also, there's going to be live music from Loyal Khana from the BBC Introducing Stage at Glastow as well.
Do you know, we were saying this earlier, Emily Evis, who kind of runs the show, says that all three headliners have already been booked for Glastonbury next year.
Wow.
Like, they've not even cleared up the forum yet. Mm. And they're saying Adele.
That would be... I saw her walking around, actually.
These are the rumours, right?
I saw her on Saturday walking around and you could tell everyone was like, it's Adele, act cool.
This is just rumours.
Yeah.
Coldplay.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Obviously.
Yeah. But also Outsiders, Madonna and Oasis.
Who would I want to see? Madonna more or Oasis more? Maybe Foo Fighters on the Friday, Oasis on the Saturday, Madonna on the Sunday. There you go.
Clara Amfo spoken. Make it happen, Evis.
Yeah.
Right, so we're back on our normal show tomorrow between 1 and 4. Clara is next. Have a good show.
Thanks, mate.
And Grimmy is back here tomorrow morning from 6:30. Voice intact for Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and then we're back on this show next week, so I'll see you then. Grimmy's back on tomorrow morning from 6:30 with Lewis Hamilton on the show from 8, and we're back on our normal show tomorrow from 1 p.m. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.